The epistle for the Feast of Pentecost is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as it were of fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with diverse tongues, according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in mind, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue. And they were all amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words. And the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you. But the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away, and I come unto you. If you loved me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me commandment, so do I. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and will make our abode with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Not long before the days of television and radio, there was a big football game held at the Polo Grounds in New York City. The teams to do battle were Army and Notre Dame. A group of West Point cadets traveled the 30 miles or so down the Hudson River to attend the game and to root on the Army. This group of men, however, did not travel alone. They brought with them a box. And in this box was a number of carrier pigeons. During the game, every 10 minutes or so, one of them would write the score on a small piece of paper, tie it to the leg of a pigeon, and then let it loose. The bird would fly upwards and fly about until it got its bearings. Then it would fly straight and swift back home to West Point, where the cadets were eagerly waiting to learn how the game was going. Homing pigeons, or carrier pigeons, are very dependable. Over mountains and deserts, over lakes and rivers, over skyscrapers and huts, the pigeon will fly with unerring accuracy back to its home nest. you can count on the bird to do just that. There are numerous examples of homing pigeons being used throughout history. In ancient Greece, the birds carried news of the Olympic Games. During the 19th century Franco-Prussian War, when Paris was besieged, they used carrier pigeons to transmit messages outside the city. But in response, the besieging German army employed hawks to hunt the pigeons. In 1849, when telegraph service between Brussels and Berlin was temporarily interrupted, pigeons were used to carry messages between the two cities. During the First and Second World Wars, carrier pigeons were used to transport messages back to their home coop behind the lines. When they landed, wires inside the coop were sounded, or a little bell would sound, and a soldier from the signal corps would know that a message has arrived. He would go to the coop, remove the message from the canister that was attached to the bird's back, and send the message on to its final destination. A carrier pigeon's job, though, was dangerous. Nearby enemy soldiers often tried to shoot down pigeons knowing that the released birds were carrying important messages. Some of the pigeons became quite famous among the infantrymen they worked for. One pigeon named the Mocker flew 52 missions before he was wounded. Another named Cher Ami was injured in the last week of World War I. And though this pigeon lost her foot and one eye, her message got through, saving a large group of surrounded American infantrymen. But scientists and researchers are even today trying to figure out how it is these birds, without fail, will always fly back to its home nest. We well know that it is the built-in instinct with which God made them that causes them to fly back to its loft. My dear friends, the epistle of today's Mass gives an account of the descent of the Holy Ghost upon the apostles. The whole house was filled with a great sound from heaven and a mighty wind. The apostles were sitting in the house, and there appeared parted tongues as it were of fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. This is the paraclete which our Lord promised during the Last Supper discourse, and which is found in today's Gospel. He was sent by God the Father in the name of our Lord. He taught the apostles all things whatsoever our Lord taught them, and gave them light to bring all things to mind. Our home, my dear faithful, is heaven. And our soul, like the carrier pigeons, will not rest until it reaches its final destination. God made us to know, love, and serve Him in this world so that one day we would be happy with Him forever in heaven. Heaven is our true home. And the road that leads to heaven is sanctity, holiness of life. Just as God gave pigeons the means to get to their home, so He too has given us the means to reach sanctity and thus heaven. And this is done by developing our interior life. The interior life, or the spiritual life, consists in a generosity of the soul to tend towards God, to tend towards heaven, its home. And to do this, we must be generous in the practice of virtue. In other words, more than just avoiding the occasions of sin and frequenting the sacraments, it is a generosity in the practice of virtue, especially charity and patience. That is, we must be kind to each other in thought, word, and deed. He who practices charity is an unselfish person. He sees Christ in his neighbor and is considerate of others and helpful to others, even at the cost of inconvenience and hardship to himself. He who is patient is not easily angered and is not resentful towards others. He is not upset or frustrated when things go wrong, or if people even intentionally irritate him. The patient man can fail in his project a half dozen times and still start over the seventh time without grinding his teeth or cursing his luck. From patience flows the virtue or the gift of the Holy Ghost called long-suffering. Long-suffering bears injuries, insults, and trouble patiently for a long time. He is uncomplaining under pain and disappointment, in sickness and in sorrow. He does not know self-pity. He will be laid down with burdens and will turn to prayer, but never be rebellious. On this Pentecost Sunday, my dear friends, pray to the Holy Ghost for his inspiration, not only to avoid the occasions of sin, but to strive to be virtuous. Pray that daily you may grow in the spiritual life. And during this month of June dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, let us beseech our dear Lord for guidance in the practice of virtue and his protection from the dangers to our soul. And of course, always have recourse to Our Lady, that through her intercession and the daily recitation of a rosary, we may have the same generosity of soul that she had for her divine Son. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.